Straight Talk about vision loss with Mark Riccobono.
The National Federation of the Blind is the oldest and largest organization of blind people, a civil rights organization that has been fighting to integrate the blind fully into society on a basis of equality for 68 years. Promoting positive images about blindness, telling the public what it really is like to be blind, has been our message from the beginning. It's the basis of why we created the National Federation of the Blind, Jernigan Institute, our research and training center here in Baltimore, and our Jacobus Tenbroek Library, where we want to highlight the history of the blind, how literature has depicted the blind throughout history, and how that history has changed because of the work of the blind themselves. Today, we have a very special episode of Straight Talk to talk very frankly about blindness, not the physical condition, but the book and the movie. Blindness, the Book by Jose Saramago, has now been made into a movie. The premise of the book is that communication, that the world has deficits, and blindness is the method for explaining this. The blind of America do not think this is appropriate, and we thought the best way to tell you about this and explain why the blind feel this way, we'd invite Chris Danielson from our public relations team here at the National Center to talk to you about what the blind of America are saying the truth is about blindness, the physical state, and blindness, the movie. Let's go talk to Chris. Chris, thank you for coming to talk to us on Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Chris, can you give us a little background on the book, Blindness, the movie, and how the NFB came to get involved in this issue?
Well, the novel Blindness was published several years ago, actually, but Miramax has just decided to make a movie of this novel because it's written by an author who is internationally acclaimed, and apparently a lot of people thought this book was good. The National Federation of the Blind doesn't think so for reasons I'm about to go into. The book is supposedly an allegory, but what happens in it is that in an unnamed country, in an unnamed city, people start to go blind for no apparent reason. And they see nothing but sort of a white glare. And the government of this unnamed country is afraid that the blindness is contagious. So it rounds up all of the people who have gone blind and puts them in an abandoned mental asylum. And they're under quarantine there, and they're supposed to be killed if they try to leave. And what happens in the novel is that conditions in the asylum very quickly deteriorate. The blind people are portrayed as unable to do anything for themselves. They're pretty much relieving themselves in the asylum wherever they happen to be, so it gets very filthy. There are food deliveries, but they increasingly become irregular because what the inmates don't know is that everybody in the outside world is also going blind. And so pretty soon there start to be problems with getting food. And there are also people who die of disease. Some are shot by the guards when they get too close to the fence. And there's a problem about burying bodies. So everything quickly goes radically downhill. What ultimately happens is that there is one person in the asylum who is still sighted. She is the wife of an ophthalmologist, and she is faking blindness so that she can stay with her husband. And she sort of takes care of this one group of inmates in Ward 1. In Ward 3, there's another group of inmates, and they decide that they're going to hoard all of the food and make the other inmates pay for it. And the way they have to pay for it is first by giving up their money and their valuables. And then they say, all right, you're out of money and valuables, so your women have to come and have sex with us. And I apologize to the viewers for the graphic nature of that, but that's what happens in the novel. And so finally, the after one woman has been beaten to death while being raped, and after the doctor's wife has killed the leader of this gang in Ward 3, all the other people in the asylum decide, okay, we're going to take these guys out. And as they're going to battle with them, a fire starts, burns down the asylum, and everybody escapes. And they find out that everybody in the city has gone blind as well, and conditions outside are just as bad as they were inside. But the doctor's wife and her group go back to the doctor's home, which is miraculously intact, they're all staying there. They manage to find some food, and then all of a sudden everybody starts to get their sight back, and that's how the book and the movie end. And the problem with all of this, as I'm sure viewers are starting to get a handle on, is that the portrayal of blind people is really outrageous. You know, blind people, you know, even granted that all of the people in this movie, except one, are newly blind and not used to being blind, their level of incompetence is just not credible. I mean, they don't even find their way to the bathroom by themselves. They can't seem to clean up after themselves after they've relieved themselves. They are constantly disoriented, don't ever seem to know where they are. They don't dress themselves. The people in the movie are mostly naked. The doctor is only dressed because his wife helps him. And it's just an outrageous depiction. And of course, the blind people that aren't just helpless are awful, awful criminals. I mean, doing terrible things to their fellow inmates. And so the impression one would get from watching this movie is that blind people are either just completely helpless or that we're actually evil.
Yeah. Well, this is truly an outrageous way to depict blindness, and particularly outrageous because blindness is used. Of course, if there were other metaphors used, if the characteristic that was portrayed was different, probably other groups would have the same sort of feeling that the blind of America do about this. Let's take one quick moment to let our viewers see the movie trailer, and then we can talk a little bit more about why this issue is important to us.
We're singing a song, and it's a good day.
What's the matter?
I can't see.
What?
I think I was infected by that patient I saw yesterday.
Tell me what you do.
Sickness is highly contagious. There are no visible signs of trauma or symptoms. There is no cure.
My fellow citizens, due to the gravity of the situation, our main obstacle is containment. May God help us all.
The only thing more terrifying than blindness is being the only one who can see.
Thank you.
So there you have it, the way that the movie is being built out in the public. Chris, we are both blind individuals making our way in the world, trying to be successful, trying to integrate into society like the other members of the National Federation of the Blind. And, of course, appreciate good literature, good films. And people say, well, yeah, but this is just a book. It is just a film. And people have the right, the First Amendment right, to put this stuff out. And how did the Blind of America respond to that?
Well, absolutely. People have a First Amendment right to put out books and to put out films. But the Blind of America have First Amendment rights, too. And we are exercising our First Amendment right to tell the public that this is not good art, that it's not a good portrayal of blind people, that it's not an accurate portrayal of blind people. And so if the filmmakers are going to put this out there, then we are going to respond and we are going to say this is not an accurate depiction of what blindness is like. And even if you're using blindness as some sort of metaphor, you have an obligation not to misrepresent what blindness means. Of course, you know, and as you said, and I think this is a really important point, we don't let other physical characteristics that people have be used as metaphors. We don't let dark skin, for example, represent evil, because that would be racial stereotyping. Mm-hmm. People with blonde hair in this country would be very outraged if a movie came out in which everyone's hair turned blonde and everyone became stupid.
Yeah.
And so the idea that this is okay because blindness is being used as a metaphor is really outrageous. And the portrayal of blind people is just so outrageously inaccurate that it really overshadows whatever other point the author and the filmmakers think they were trying to make.
Yeah, and I think it's an important point to have a little straight talk about, which is the largest problem that we face as blind people that I think is most misunderstood are the public misconceptions about blindness. And because we are blind and because the members of the National Federation of the Blind are blind people who are striving to be successful, they're walking around facing these misconceptions every day. When is the last time that you or me or anybody else had to explain to someone how it is not so amazing that we can find our way to the restroom, that we can dress ourselves in the morning and coordinate our clothes, that we can manage our money, that we can get on the bus and go to the theater to see a good movie?
Right.
So much of what we do in our living our daily lives is spent educating the public, because of course it is important to us in the National Federation of the Blind that we do convince the public and talk to the public about the truth about blindness. And so that's why this issue really hits home for us. And I think it's really demonstrated in the fact that now we have the largest protest really ever by blind people in America.
Blind people in America are outraged about this, and rightly so. The point you make is very important. There isn't a blind person in this country who hasn't been asked a question like, well, do you live by yourself? Are you able to dress yourself in the morning, or does somebody help you with that? And the reason that happens is because most people don't know a blind person. And when people don't know something in this country, they get their information about it through the mass media. Mm-hmm. So members of the public who don't know a blind person are going to walk into this movie. They are going to come out with a perception of blindness that really confirms all of their worst fears and stereotypes about it. And that's going to do real damage to blind people who are trying to get jobs, blind children who are going to be integrated into a public school classrooms mm-hmm. with their sighted peers are going to be affected by this image of blind people. And so that's why blind people are outraged and why it's so important that we have this large national protest to make people understand that this film is not a portrayal of what the lives of blind people are actually like.
And I think we should, in fairness, say that there are lots of movies, lots of books that have blind characters, portrayals of blind people that are not quite accurate, and much of it we're collecting here at our 10 Brook Library. But this book is different. This movie is different. And we're obviously not out protesting every slight variation of what it's really like to be blind. We don't do this every day. But this is really different.
It is really different. This is the most outrageous thing that I've ever seen. I mean, to a certain extent, there are a lot of different opinions about blindness, and blind people are individuals.
Yes.
So individual blind people are different. So, for example, in the movie Ray, Ray Charles did not use a white cane. He demanded that he be paid in single dollar mm-hmm. bills. Mm-hmm. And that's not the way that most blind people go around handling their lives, but this was a movie about Ray Charles. Mm-hmm. And it was accurate with respect to him. And so we didn't express any outrage about it. But this depiction is really so, really crosses a line. And it makes blind people not only, another thing that happens often in the movies and on television is that blindness is played for jokes. And mm-hmm. some of that is very cruel and it's very inappropriate. But this movie purports to be a serious film. It purports to be a serious examination of what would happen if everybody went blind. And it just portrays blind people in such an outrageous way and really makes us objects not just of ridicule, but of actual fear and loathing, really. Mm-hmm. This has the potential to make people slightly scared of blind people. And that's not appropriate. And this is the reason why we are so aggressively protesting this particular depiction of blindness and blind people.
So, Chris, we need folks out there, now that we have had a chance to really lay out the feelings of the blind of America, we need people to get engaged, to let the studio know how they feel about this film, to get on the blogs, to let their voice be heard, along with the blind of America, and frankly show up at the theaters. Again, we want to get the information out. We have an informational flyer that we want to pass out. We're not trying to block people from going to see this film. We just want the right information. So how can people get engaged in this and show their solidarity with the Blind of America?
Well, one thing you can do is give us a call here at the National Federation of the Blind. We can tell you if there's a protest taking place in your area. If you want to go out and join your blind brothers and sisters out in front of a movie theater to distribute accurate information to the public about blindness and blind people. Our protest action has been covered by the Associated Press. That article is appearing on several websites now. And on websites, of course, you have the opportunity to post comments. So post a comment and say, I know blind people, or I am a blind person, and my life isn't like this, and I'm really outraged that Miramax would want to make money off of such a horribly inaccurate yeah. depiction of blind people. And, write letters to the editor of your local newspaper. Let your local media know about the protests that's taking place in your area and why it's so important. Use the resources we have on our website. We have the Associated Press item and our press release posted on our website now. and we can get you some other documents, including the flyer and frequently asked questions about the film, and really get out there and spread the message that blind people have a right and a duty to be outraged by this and to give accurate information about blindness to the public.
Yeah, and I think in closing we should say this is personal. For us who are blind, we live with this every day, the public attitudes about blindness. And something of this scale, of this outrageous nature, really does have an impact on what we do when we go out and interact with folks in the public. When they see us out with our families, they think about, because they don't know us, they think about what they saw in the film, what they read in the book. And I think it's appropriate that the quote from the studio that's in the AP story says that they were sad. Well, frankly, I think that's appropriate because that is what they're spreading about blindness. That when they see you, Chris, or me, or anybody else out on the street who's blind, they'll be sad. They'll think about how unfortunate we are, no matter how well we're dressed, no matter how successful we are, and they won't bother to get to know us, but rather will pity us. And that is not the future of hope and opportunity that we want through the National Federation of the Blind.
You know, the only other thing that Miramax quote says, it's actually very revealing, because the only thing they really say in defending their film is that it's true to the book. They say that it's that they tried very hard to capture the spirit of the book, and of course that's the problem. You know, that doesn't absolve them at all. You know, it's really amazing that that this book has been so widely recognized as a good work of art, and anything based on it is just as outrageous as the book itself.
Well, thank you, Chris. I know you have a lot of work to do to get the word out to people this week, so thanks for taking the time so that we could help put another piece out there to educate people about the Straight Talk about blindness.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Please visit our website, take action, spread the truth about blindness with the National Federation of the Blind, the Blind of America. Thank you.
www.nfb.org, 410-659-9314.